This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 754. David from Denmark boosts IELTS scores by whole bands.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll hear how David, a 3 Keys student, worked actively and strategically to achieve his overall 7 on IELTS, including whole band increases in speaking and writing. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Good morning. Good afternoon. We have an awesome guest, 3 Keys student David, who saw amazing increases in his IELTS scores, like a whole band point in writing. So that is what we're going to talk about today, guys. And do stay tuned because I know you will get very valuable tips for your own IELTS preparation. David, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. How are you doing? Hello from Denmark.
Great. Yeah, so you're in Denmark, right?
Yeah, sweet Europe, sweet north of Europe.
Yes, there are many reasons why that is a sweet place to live, I'm sure. But tell us, David, why did you have to take the IELTS exam?
Well, I really wanted to do a master's here in Copenhagen, and there is this super awesome business school, and they have a really cool program, e-business, which I haven't found anywhere else, but their requirement was English test, and yeah, I could choose between TOEFL and IELTS, and honestly, I hate TOEFL, and I never made it to the point, even I took the TOEFL like 4 times, and then I took IELTS instead, and for the second time, thanks to your course, it worked out.
Okay, that's crazy. So you took TOEFL 4 times.
Yeah, it was like wasted money. I threw them out the window totally. I took the course, but yeah, sometimes I never reached a point. I was missing like 1 point. I was supposed to reach 91, and I always got maximum 90 every single time. So oh. I was so stuck with it. And then I was like, no. Don't waste any money. And all the friends were like, come on, do IELTS. They are easier. They are more like, how do real talks work and everything. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, let's do. But since I was like really confident in my English, because I studied my bachelor's in English as well. So my first IELTS back in January, I did without almost no preparation, maybe some YouTube videos about speaking and some writing samples, which I found on the Google. So then I missed half of the points, which I needed. And then I got really mad on myself, and I was like, now I need to hit it, and now I need to really work for my dreams pretty hard. And one of my friends, she was doing your course like 2 years ago, and I was like, yeah, sounds good. And she also made it. She also, thanks to you, got the needed points or the band. And yeah,
awesome.
I took your course as well, did this 2 months plan, and I tried to stick with it, and it worked out. UPA.
And it worked out. Okay, so let's get more specific about how it worked out. I'm just gonna share the scores that you told me earlier with our listeners, and then we'll get into some details because I do have some questions for you. So excuse me. So David was able to raise that overall to that 7 that he needed, and significant increases in speaking and writing. Like, those are the most noticeable differences, right? So speaking went from 6.5 to 7.5.
Yes.
Amazing. And writing also went from 5.5. That was a shocking score that first time. So 5.5 to 6.5. So we're going to get into advice that you might have for other people regarding those scores. But first I want to ask you, like, in your experience, now you have experience in both TOEFL and IELTS, why would you say IELTS is easier? Because I do also think that it's easier than TOEFL. But from your perspective, why do you think that is?
Well, for me, like for example, the reading is way, way, way easier in the IELTS because it's like the real articles and they asking the real question, what is in the article and what information it contains. But what I found out or experienced in the TOEFL, it was most about like, oh, what is maybe this one and what from this sentence can be maybe this one and then what vocabulary can lead to this one. So it's more like, ooh, what the hell is it? But IELTS is like, okay, it's here and now it's there and now I need to go for this word to find in this paragraph, as your course also says, and it worked. So it was way easier, and it's like how really if you read the articles in the newspaper, how you read them and how you use them, all the information.
Yeah.
But from TOEFL, it was like, what? I've never used it one. Like, what's they asking me for?
That's interesting. So our reading strategies for IELTS, I mean, yeah, IELTS is very, like, it's just a math problem, really. Like, if you find this word, you get the answer. Like, it is, like, the reading strategies are super straightforward, and they work for every, like, IELTS reading passage, for sure. And so true, TOEFL true. Is not so straightforward, it sounds like.
Not at all.
And then, like, the speaking. Like, what is it like speaking to a computer? Is that weird?
It's kind of funny. I was just like, kind of looking from the window and just speaking for myself. And actually, again, like the speaking in IELTS is about like you speak with the real person about real topics, yeah. Like you have normal conversation. But then they like ask you, oh, you just heard this conversation, what this person said. So you're actually repeating kind of what you said. So it's like, it's even boring. But with the IELTS, I have really good, like, the testers. And it was a really nice conversation with them, actually. So I actually enjoyed the conversation. We're talking about the profession and about the communities. And we had, like, a very nice talk in the end as well. So it was, like, win-win, kind of.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, I'm so glad that when IELTS came out with this computer-delivered version that they still are maintaining the speaking to a real person part, because I was like, oh, God, like, if they change that, no, like, that's not even the real test. So, okay, cool. Okay, so let's focus on these, like, whole band point increases. Now, this is interesting to me. Like, you came in to Three Keys IELTS. You already had a 6.5 in speaking because you had studied in English. Like, English was already a part of your daily life. And that's why you thought you didn't really need to prepare, right?
Yeah.
But with preparation, like, you managed to increase that by a whole band point to 7.5. So this comes down to, like, you already had the fluency. That much is clear. But
thanks.
It must have come down to, like, strategy. So how would you say you approached that second IELTS exam that changed that speaking score?
Yeah, exactly. Like, since I'm, like, talking English every day for the past 6 years, so I have, like, the normal kind of vocabulary, which is, like, kind of limited, you know? And also when I studied my marketing, so I know like the marketing vocabulary, but I need to like have broadened vocab. So when I had the course of yours, I was like writing all the words down and I was memorizing. I also downloaded this app called Yaki, or that was like this flash memories cards. So I was like doing that every single day, and I was reading so many new articles, new section on the BBC and CNN. So I really need to increase the vocabulary because so far I had like my usual conversational things to say. But for this speaking part, you really need to like have the broader and not just usual conversation. You also have the normal conversation, but you need to show that you have also really broad vocabulary, not just like, hey, how are you? I'm fine.
And, I know, right?
Yeah.
How's the weather? It's great. Yeah. I'm busy. I'm tired.
Exactly. Yeah. Totally. So I was using the vocab you used in your course, and I was like memorizing them, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to use it. And then we were talking about the community. I was like, oh, this word Jessica said. So I was just like, yeah, putting in my sentence, and it worked out.
Amazing IELTS students, if you want to experience these whole band increases just like David, get into Three Keys IELTS. Be active and strategic with your own IELTS preparation. For the basic course, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/basic. And if you want those personal classes with an expert from our team, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. the vocabulary you're talking about, is that just vocab from like my model answers in the course, or is that vocab from like other places?
I'm just kind of combining it. Like I use this app for like the flashcards memories from like I reach, for example, when I read some articles you also recommended in the course. So I was, which I have no idea about the words, I just wrote it down, used the flashcards, and it really helped me a lot. And then also when you had some sentences which we're supposed to use, I also wrote them down and tried to memorize. But then when the right time came in the conversation, I just popped them up.
Okay, this is awesome. Okay, guys, there are some very amazing takeaways and tips for you guys from what David just said. So first of all, there's 3 points that I want to highlight here. First of all, daily English is not enough for the test, okay?
Not like, at all.
That's obvious. But also, even if you like studied in English, you only know vocabulary for that one field or that one subject. And unless every single question is about that one thing, it's not enough. So obviously, that's not going to cut it either. Now, about this app you used, what was the name of the app?
Let me just check on my phone. It's Anki App.
Okay, guys, I'm going to put this, I'm going to find this app and put it in the blog post for this episode. So definitely come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 754. Can you make your own flashcards on this app, or you use flashcards that are already there?
Well, there are two options. You can use their flashcards. Then it depends how like level of your English is. And also you can put mostly your flashcards. I was putting mine.
Perfect.
It kind of takes time, and yeah, you need to like write it down everything and really be careful with the real word is translated right to your native language. But then when you have everything in a place and it's awesome app, like you just, I was doing on the train. Okay. So I was like, doing it every single time when I was commuting to the school or to the work. And it's just like, yeah, okay, I'll just learn 30 new words in one day, in one ride on the train. So it's really, really useful.
Dang. Okay, that's awesome. So guys, what I want you to notice is how David said he acknowledges that it is hard work, guys. If you are going to increase your vocab, you have to do it actively. And if you are a person who spends time on their phone, online, with apps, then this is the way to go. For some people, the whole like paper and pencil thing is better. But for me also, like I'm so accustomed now to being online constantly and working on my laptop that like everything is done digitally now for me as well. So I think that's an awesome piece of advice. And then the third thing, guys, like where does this vocab come from? Reading. So this is what our three keys study plan helps you guys do. We tell you, okay, guys, look, you do have to put a lot of time into this, right? Like today you're going to read an article, tomorrow you're going to watch a documentary, blah, blah, blah. But you have to do all of these things because that's where the vocab and ideas come from. So would you say that this wider preparation that you put time into helped with your ideas as well? Like what you had to say on the exam?
Oh yeah, totally. I agree. Like I got like really variety of vocabulary. I was also watching some YouTube documentaries, and there is like this option that you can choose the subtitles. So like if you hear the word but you don't know how it's exactly written, then it helps a lot because you can see how it's written and you can translate. So one good point. The articles, of course, and also together, all the mix together, it helps a lot. Also, my friends told me that I'm using all kind of new vocabs, which they had no idea about. So,
awesome!
So that was kind of funny. But I was like, okay, when I'm speaking with my friends, I need to put my old vocabulary to speak like normal way with them, and just like the new advanced vocab, I should keep it for the test.
No, man, use it all the time. You don't have to sound the same as everyone else. Be you, dude. Be proud of your vocab. Sound
true,
smart.
True.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Don't hide your light, as we say. Okay, I like this as another tip, though, guys, because when students are watching movies, documentaries, stuff like that, we do tell you to turn off the subtitles so you can improve your listening. But again, like be strategic about it. If they say a new word and you're like, oh, that sounds interesting, I want to learn that. Turn on the subtitles, learn how it's spelled, repeat after them. So this is just another point of like how we can be active and strategic in our preparation, right? Don't be so like close-minded. Like, I'm only going to watch this to improve my listening. Like, no, let's improve everything.
Yeah, okay. We have five senses, right? So let's use the most of them.
Yeah. Again. I love it. I love it. Okay. Now, lastly, but very importantly, improving your writing by a whole band point. David.
Yeah, that was one hell of a ride.
One hell of a ride. That is such a great sentence. Okay, David, give us your tips and tricks, man. How'd you do that?
Well, I was following your advices. This was my trick. I was like literally writing all the scripts from your videos. I was highlighting all your sentences you gave us in the lectures and everything. And I tried to combine them together and knew like which sentence for what paragraphs or for what writing I should use. And it helped a lot. Like, it was really, really helpful. And also, like, when you read the articles, it also gives you like the way of the structures, sentences, because Danish and Czech, I'm originally Czech, is totally different structure of sentences than English.
Yeah.
And for example, me, I have kind of, they call it like the Czechlish. I'm putting like the Czech structure on my English. So it's really wrong grammatically. But that also helped me a lot, like reading and like really memorizing your sentences and your tips, which you gave us in the lectures.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Now, this is a theme here, being active, being a very active, hardworking student. The advice that David is giving you guys, his description of his preparation, this is such a good model for however you're preparing, even if you're not in Three Keys IELTS. I mean, I hope you are. If you're looking for like an organized shortcut to get your scores, Three Keys IELTS. If you're trying to do it on your own,
totally. I agree with you.
Best of luck. It's hard.
oh, yeah.
But like, here's, I just want to highlight this one last time, you guys. So, a passive student, right, is not going to see these increases. Even if you're going through a course like Three Keys IELTS, if you're passive, if you're doing the bare minimum, if you're just like watching the lectures, kind of paying attention, half-heartedly doing the practice and moving on to the next lesson, that might not be enough for you guys, okay? You have to tune in and be present. So David's saying when he was watching the lectures, he was taking notes. Like, he was highlighting sentences that he wanted to use. He was exploiting every lesson to its the fullest potential of learning. And also the reading a lot. Yes, guys, that does help your writing. You have to be an active reader if you're going to be a good writer. So, okay. Awesome advice, David. Thank you so much for coming
Cheers,
on the show
likewise.
Today.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And you got your overall 7. You're on your way to your academic dream.
Yes, exactly. And
I'm going to ask you one last question here. All this time you've spent studying IELTS, that's finished. What are you doing with your spare time now?
Well, now during this summer, I'm finally enjoying the sun in Denmark. We have sun here, which is really rare. And like, since I'm in Europe, I'm traveling Europe as much as I can. Like, last week I was in Italy. Next week I'm going to Sweden. So enjoying my time before the semester starts in 3 weeks. So enjoying the time traveling. That's like my biggest passion. So travel the world.
Oh my God. Yes, that's fantastic. Guys, that is what life can look like after IELTS. So if you are ready to experience that and get to your dreams sooner, get into Three Keys IELTS, you guys. It is guaranteed to increase your scores, just like it did for David. So for the basic course, go to allearsenglish.com/basic. And if you want classes with me or an expert from our team, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. Okay, fantastic. Well, David, go enjoy the sun. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. See you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.